herd immunity happens when a majority of the population becomes immune to a disease, either by getting sick and recovering or through a vaccine. When enough of the population has immunity, there's nowhere for a disease to spread. But as Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa tells us, experts say there's still a long way to go before coronavirus could be contained this way.
As cases of the coronavirus surge across Florida, the prospect of herd immunity seems like a solution. It's often cited as the reason why vaccines are so effective in controlling deadly diseases like polio and the measles. But there's no vaccine for the coronavirus now, and widespread distribution of one is even further off. So health experts say that means herd immunity would require between 60 and 80% of the population to get sick and recover over a short period of time.
If we were to start to reach those numbers of diagnosed cases out there, we would be completely overrun.
That's Dr. Jason Wilson, an emergency medicine specialist at Tampa General Hospital, speaking at a recent virtual event. He says even if only 15 to 20% of the population got sick, it would overwhelm the healthcare system.
We hit that line of where you start to see ICU admissions, and then when you start to see that start to get overrun, that's when that case fatality rate starts to jump.
If you look closely at the math, it makes sense. About 150,000 people in Florida have tested positive for the coronavirus since March. Wilson suggests multiplying that by 10 to account for people who got the virus but didn't get tested. Still, that only comes out to about 7% of the state's 21.5 million residents. Experts say at least 13 million people in Florida would have to recover from COVID-19 to reach the lowest threshold for herd immunity.
So what that would get us is a lot of death along the way.
And there's another problem. Unlike the measles or chickenpox, where recovery comes with lifetime immunity, it's not clear how long immunity lasts for someone who survives COVID-19. Dr. Kartik Cherbudi is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Florida. He says it may only last about 2 months.
Even if you've had the disease, say, 2.5 months ago, you could be susceptible to it again. So when we are trying to drive towards herd immunity, if we don't have long-lasting protection, that doesn't help.
He says a vaccine could provide longer immunity. But even with a vaccine, Dr. Cherubuti says more steps will be needed to keep outbreaks from happening. He describes four things that have to happen in unison: a vaccine, a medication to prevent people from getting sicker, protecting the elderly and vulnerable people, like those with chronic conditions, and controlling the spread through masks, quarantine, and contact tracing.
These are processes that have to happen in parallel until we get to that high herd immunity with the vaccine and maybe a combination of infections.
The bottom line, he says, is herd immunity won't be achieved anytime soon. So the best thing to do at this stage is to continue practicing social distancing and to wear a mask. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.